This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going to jump into a bit of a different story here tonight, Daryl. We were going to originally start the show with this, but you had some technical difficulties. It was an update on one of these drug testing people, some professional whose job it is to test samples of drugs that are delivered to them by police departments.
Yes.
And some of the corruption that has been uncovered in these cases, specifically in Massachusetts where these had happened. There's been a couple of them, apparently, recently.
Right. And there was a court ruling last Thursday from the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts, where that court ordered the dismissal of 7,690 drug cases.
Wow.
Because of their link to a former forensic chemist who, and Ian, you were correct in your speculation that this was the chemist who stole drug evidence and worked in the lab under the influence.
Ah, okay, so that was what I thought it was. Yeah.
Right, but further down they mention a different chemist that worked in the same lab.
Okay.
The Supreme Judicial...
This lab sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like the Homeland Security needs to stop their list and go investigate these rascals and see what they're up to.
Getting fired and convicted of felonies, apparently. Supreme Judicial Court Justice Frank Gaziano issued an order dismissing...
This woman is a hero.
Thousands.
She has done more for ending the war on drugs, or at the very least releasing innocent people from the jail cells across Massachusetts, than probably any politician in the state of Massachusetts has ever done.
Yeah, but how much money are we talking about is going to be lost from,
for the prosecutions or what?
Well, I mean, time served. I mean, are these people going to be recouped for their...
Oh, can they sue? Can
correct.
They sue?
Mm. How many people again? How many thousands?
So this was a dismissal.
Holy
of 7,690 cases.
And that means after the fact, as all of these are after the fact. These are convictions, likely, that she
probably
was
because
instrumental.
She pled guilty in 2014.
So I'm thinking all the fines, all of the court costs, all of the time
jail
served,
time.
Jail time, we're talking about a lot of money.
Yeah, we are.
And guess who's going to pay for it?
The taxpayers.
Yep.
Again, the Supreme Judicial Court Justice Frank Gaziano issued an order dismissing thousands of convictions tainted by Sonia Farrakh, a chemist at the Massachusetts State Crime Lab in Amherst. Again, she pled guilty in 2014 to having stole evidence and worked in the lab under the influence. The dismissal came after
various... Well, what better way to test the drugs than to actually do a human test?
To make sure they're legit.
Right. Well, that's heroin.
Yep. Well, the other lady, the other lab assistant who we talked about many years ago, Daryl, who she wasn't doing
Annie
her job.
Annie Dukin.
She was...
She was just printing out reports, and I'll get to that.
Yeah, so what?
I'll get to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what was she doing with her drugs? She was giving it to the one who was smoking them up.
Well, that's speculation. The dismissal came after various district attorneys' offices in November notified the court that an estimated 6,000 drug cases were subject to dismissal because of their connection directly to Farrakh. Carol Rose, executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, said today's victory is justice and fairness. The dismissals came after prosecutors in April agreed to dismiss around 21,000 criminal drug cases. That's April of last year. 21,000
really?
Drug cases because of a scandal involving a different state chemist, Annie Dukin, who admitted to faking tests.
Wow.
So Annie Dukin wasn't doing the test. She was just printing up results and saying, oh, yeah, here's the results of this one.
Guilty.
Here's the results of this one.
Yeah. Wow.
Farrakh.
Wow. That's almost 30,000 cases between the two of them.
Farrakh, a chemist at the...
Can you imagine? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, what percentage of the total cases is that? That's got to be significant, right? Like, per year, I mean, how many different drug labs do they have? How many of these, you know, what portion of a year or three or however many years this covers, several years, was 30,000? Is it 20%, 50%? I don't know how you get those numbers.
I would hope that it's a lot,
yeah.
But it could be a small fraction. Yeah, it could be a drop in the bucket. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, the war on drugs, man. It's a big industry.
Yeah.
Right, but how many crime labs? First, you know, like, we could probably speculate here if we knew how many crime labs there were in Massachusetts.
Right, there's probably some closer to Boston.
What, you know, area of the state does the crime lab in Amherst cover? Does it cover only
Western
the county?
Mass.
Does it cover all of Western Mass?
Well, we know that here in New Hampshire, they send stuff up to Concord, I think.
Right, and New Hampshire's a much smaller state than Massachusetts.
I don't know, it's just an odd, you know, just a question about what portion that is. But that's significant either way. I mean, 30,000 people's lives were affected by these women, and now they've been set free after the fact.
Well, don't worry, because Farrakh pled guilty in 2014, and she served 18 months in prison.
No, wait, was Farrakh the one that was getting high, or the
Farrakh was the one getting high. Dukin was the one that was just faking tests.
Yeah. So Farrakh, I mean, neither of these two are good people, because their job, when they're doing their job, is to assist in convicting drug possession cases. So I'm not a fan of either of them, but I am grateful for the fact that they screwed this up and have helped out by proxy.
And I agree with being much more lenient on the drug abuser, as opposed to the one who was
the fraud,
the fake.
Well, I don't think either of them should go to prison, because you know, they're already working government jobs, which means that when they go to prison, they just wind up, you know, continuing to be leeches off of the taxpayers. If anything, they should be ordered by the judge to work a minimum wage job at McDonald's flipping hamburgers.
Why?
I would say,
because then they're actually doing something beneficial to society, and they're not being fed, clothed, and housed on the taxpayers' expense.
And I would add, especially for the fake, that she pay back all of her victims.
Great point. All the fines.
Yes.
Which, of course, she's not going to be able to.
Which is going to take a long time to do when you're making minimum wage flipping burgers at McDonald's, per Judge Darryl.
Right.
Thursday's order came after the ACLU and the Public Defenders Agency for Massachusetts in September asked the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court to toss any case tied to Farrakh.
Yes.
The ACLU has since asked the court to dismiss not just cases linked directly to Farrakh, but all drug convictions arising from the Amherst lab during the time she worked there.
Now, that's interesting. I imagine that there, and I don't know if it says this, but I imagine that their argument is, just because she didn't sign the paperwork doesn't mean she didn't work on the case.
Right.
Maybe she did a test, but she wasn't the one who signed off on it or something like that. I'm speculating on what their argument would be.
So am I. The article here from Reuters doesn't say what the argument is. But
knowing the ACLU, it's probably a pretty solid.
And
the
by
courts
the,
will hear the case in May.
And by the way, Dukin only got 3 to 5 years.
Which is three to five years.
Is that the bad one or the good?
She's the one that was just faking tests.
Yeah, she'll be out in the street soon.
Wow. But again, she should have to go get a job at McDonald's working minimum wage and then, you know, benefit society.
They probably pay more than minimum wage at McDonald's. Would be my guess.
Well, she should be forced to work for minimum. I don't care what McDonald's pays their employees.
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire,
these two people should work for minimum wage at McDonald's.
Well, you can't force that, though. Let them get whatever job they can get.
No more government, though.
Not a government job. They should not be allowed to get government jobs.
Oh, yeah, of course. But
they should be forced to be beneficial members of society, and these petty bureaucrats, all they know how to do is wind up being a leech.
Were they bureaucrats, or were they private agents working for the bureaucrats?
State crime lab.
Okay, state. Gotcha.
Seems to me that's a government job.
That's a government job, yeah. I didn't know if they were hiring a private company to do the testing. All right, so is that the story, or is there more to it?
That's all from Reuters. I'm sure there's probably more from some long-winded website somewhere.
Great news for the people in Massachusetts. Now, unfortunately, they're just going to continue on soldiering forward and hire new testers and then continue putting innocent, peaceful people behind bars. So it's not ending the war on drugs. But to Massachusetts' credit, it is one of the states, one of the, I believe, eight states right now that is on its way towards legal recreational cannabis, at the very least. So that's some good news. And we've certainly heard of other states on the West Coast that are talking about legalizing mushrooms for medicinal purposes.
I should set up a shop on the border.
We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to cryptocurrency. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin. You've heard some of the exciting news, the headlines about it, or some of the bankers talking trash about it. You want to know what it's all about. You want to get into the world of cryptocurrency. Start with Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin. That is the one that started it all back in 2009, created by the anonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. Nobody still knows who that is. Bitcoin.com will get you introduced to it. And then once you're a little bit more experienced, you want to get the latest news headlines, just drop on into news.bitcoin.com. In fact, I've got a piece from news.bitcoin.com here tonight, if we get the chance, about our friend Derek J. Freeman and his boyfriend Stephen, who are running the Free State Bitcoin Shop out in Portsmouth. They got some coverage from news.bitcoin.com recently. So, again, get on over to bitcoin.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up here, Daryl, you've got another story, since we're talking about crime-related news, drug chemists being convicted in Massachusetts, having tens of thousands of cases thrown out as a result of their, questionable testimony.
Yes.
There's another story out of California where a court has upheld the taking forcible collection of DNA samples from those arrested for felonies. We'll tell you why. Yes. That's a terrible idea coming up here in moments. But first, we go to Chandler. He's in Florida watching us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Chandler.
Yes, I have a question for you, Ian.
Sure.
You said, I think it was last night's show, you said something about don't pay federal taxes, and you, I think on previous shows, you said that you don't pay taxes or federal taxes or something. I'm just wondering how you do that.
Yeah, so it's a lot harder to not pay taxes if you work at, like, a corporate job.
Right.
Because every corporation, you know, they're very obedient to the state. They're going to do whatever it is the state tells them to do.
It's all auto-deducted.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very hard to do that if you work at a corporate job. If you work for, if you're a contractor, if you work for yourself, then it's much easier, because then the requirement of reporting, if there is one, is on the individual, and it's much, much harder for the government to, you know, put the screws to those to an individual than it is to some corporate taskmaster, corporate accounts manager, or whatever. So in that case, you just don't pay.
And that's just the federal level.
That's federal.
They've got you at the local level.
Well, I don't know anything about state income taxes, because I've never actually lived in a state that has a state income tax, so I can't comment on that. But certainly with property taxes, you can't get out from
right. I think
that's
what Conan meant by local level. So property tax, fuel tax,
meals and rental.
Right. So if there's a local sales tax.
But if we're talking about, I mean, the caller was specifically talking about not paying the federal government. I mean, the federal government's the one that's going around bombing people all around the
right.
globe.
Now, if you do buy gas, there's a nice chunk of that that is
sure.
a federal fuel tax.
Your cell phone, your phone.
You're
lines.
Talking specifically about income taxes.
Well, I think that's what Chandler was you know, asking about. But yeah, obviously avoiding all federal taxes is a real challenge. But avoiding the big ones, like, you know, the federal income tax, Social Security, things like that, not that challenging, so long as you don't have a job, like a corporate job. Does that make sense?
So is the idea to just make below a certain amount, or is, like, what's with that?
Well, okay, so that's one thing that some people do. So there's, like, certain Quakers that they still kind of believe in the government, but they, you know, don't want to support war, for instance, so they'll try to make it so they make less than whatever the minimum or taxable
right.
amount is. And
that's,
I think
that's kind of the way I do it.
I've heard that's like 12 grand or something like that. I don't know.
I've heard it's up to 15 now, but I'm not a tax professional.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a minister with the Shire Free Church, so ministers don't pay taxes in general. But prior to becoming a minister in the Shire Free Church, I also had a moral objection to paying taxes from the fact that, you know, it goes to fund violence. And so I'm not interested in
or to create lists
in funding, you know, a violent agency like that. And so personally, I don't try to stop making, you know, bringing in money or whatever. Like, right now, because I'm a minister, I don't own anything. The church does, and I work with the church and, you know, do the administer its programs for it. But ultimately, you know, whatever it is that you're bringing in, it should be yours. And, of course, there's lots of arguments out there about taxes being voluntary. Now, many of those people have gone to jail. People right. like Larkin Rose, Peter Schiff. Erwin Schiff.
Peter's father.
Right. Erwin Schiff died in prison as a result of that. So certainly it's not without risk. But there are millions of Americans who don't pay federal income taxes every single year. They work under the table. You know, the government only knows about the money that you report to them or these other companies report to them. So if you're able to work under the table jobs and the person who's paying you doesn't report to the government that they're paying you, then the government has no idea about that money, right? That's, you know, the benefit of things like cash
right.
or cryptocurrencies or whatever. So to the person who's interested in avoiding enriching a evil government agency, there are ways to avoid that. Does that answer your question, Chandler?
Yes, thank you.
Chandler, is this something you're interested in doing?
I don't think you'd want to admit it if it was.
I don't want to do tax avoidance or anything. I wouldn't want to upset the stealing government, but
yeah,
they're scary.
Any way of doing it legally or whatever, that'd be good.
Well, the argument they're going to make is that you owe them whatever they say that you owe them, and
right.
you know, the counter argument is, well, you know, prove my obligation to pay you people. Just because you've written some words down on a piece of paper doesn't mean anything to me. Now, of course, the jury is likely going to argue, is likely going to side with the government because they are all tax obedient.
That's assuming that there's a jury trial. Now, there are things where you can get letters, and I have gotten one. Was a couple years ago where the IRS said, you owe us money.
Pay up.
But you can appeal this through our process by giving us money, and then we'll hear your appeal.
And sometimes
and
in that
so
case,
I responded, I'm not giving you anything.
And what did they say? Anything back?
They never responded to my response. Yeah.
And I know for a fact that, I mean, it's obviously the IRS...
You're a little fish, Dale.
Well,
you're
actually, the first response was, your response was not responsive to our request, and then I responded, I'm not giving you anything, and then
you.
They never responded.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to, I don't know. I don't know what the smallest fish are that they've gone after in the past. I mean, certainly they make a big deal out of some of them,
right.
like Wesley Snipes or the guy from Survivor, Richard Hatch back in the day.
Yeah.
They go after these celebrity types to kind of make a point, but ultimately the number of people who don't pay taxes, you know, is in the millions in
right.
the United States, and I forget how many millions, but it was quite a bit. And,
right.
and those aren't just all people who make less than 12 grand.
Right. It's somewhere close to half of the adult population.
Don't pay.
That
don't
pay
file.
Or don't file.
Yeah.
A combination of the two.
Yeah.
But I mean, but not half of the population work in jobs where they can not pay because it's already auto-deducted. So they might not file. But the government's getting all that money anyway.
Well, yeah, if you work in a job where it's auto-deducted and you don't file, then you're paying more than probably.
Right. So you're not going to get your return.
Right.
But there
I'm sorry, your overpayment.
Right, but there are also a sizable amount of people that are in the workforce that their overpayment or whatnot
isn't enough.
Winds up to where their net federal tax was zero.
Right.
Chandler, thanks for the call. Thanks for the question. Appreciate it. And good luck out there. Toll free number here, 855-453 like freedom, 855-450-3733. As far as I'm concerned, anything you can keep out of the federal government's hands, as far as value is concerned, is a good thing. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Up anything here, the number 855-450-FREE like freedom. We also have our Discord chat, which has multiple chat rooms, but the top one is the on-air call-in line room, and there's only room for one person in there, and that's you. If you want to call the show, you can get into that room, and then we'll join it, because we've got admin privileges, so we can be the second person in a one-person chat room, and then that'll get you on the air. You can also call us again toll-free at 855-450-FREE if you prefer to do it the old method, 855-450-3733. Now, of course, we're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. I think that's a true statement for all of the hosts.
Truth.
And there are a lot of choices in the cryptocurrency world. It is an overwhelming number of choices. I don't think anybody could go through all 1,500-plus cryptocurrencies in any kind of reasonable manner to really assess them all. But you might want to take a closer look at the top 100 or something like that. And one of those cryptos worth looking at is Zencash. And taking a close look, because they've got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. You want privacy? Zencash has it. And then also, you want control over the currency? Well, they've also got a governance structure that they're working on with decentralized autonomous organizations. You can learn more about it and what their plans are over at Zencash.com. Zencash is a pretty new currency on the scale of cryptos. It came out in 2017. Of course, cryptocurrency's been around decentralized since 2009 with Bitcoin's release. So on the scale of things, it's brand new, which means you might want to get in here on the ground floor over at Zencash.com. They do have a white paper, and it actually talks about voluntarism, which I've never heard any other crypto explicitly endorsing. And again, I've asked on the air if there is another one. I want to know about it. I've yet to hear anybody say, oh, yeah, this other one, they talk about voluntarism. I mean, certainly there could be another, but Zencash is the only one I've ever heard about. And so you've got the philosophy of liberty behind Zencash. You've got good economics. You've got great technology. And you can get involved. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about that. Once again, that's Zencash.com. So, Daryl, you've got a story out of California, one of the least free places in the United States. It is number 49 on the list of the top 50 free states.
Yes. And who is 50th?
New York.
Oh, I would think it would be. Is D.C. considered a state in that?
No, D.C. I know,
but is it on that list?
No, because it's not a state. Just like Puerto Rico isn't listed in Freedom in the 50 States because it's not a state.
Yeah. So what's the story briefly, and then we're going to actually go to a call here.
The California Supreme Court last Monday held up a controversial state law that allows law enforcement officers to take DNA from anyone arrested or charged with a felony.
Yes.
In a 4-3 vote, the court ruled in favor of the law, which has allowed California law enforcement officers to create a DNA database of tens of thousands of people who were arrested but never charged or convicted.
Yeah, these guys love their lists. They love having these lists available to peruse at their leisure later on when they want to track someone down.
So basically, anybody they want to take DNA from, they just hit them with a felony charge and or a felony arrest and then drop the charge later and get their DNA.
Oh, you look like somebody that stole somebody's car. That's Grand Theft Auto. That's felony. You're coming down to the booking house.
Yeah, take some blood.
Mouth
swab. You can't do it through blood draw?
They can do it through blood draw. That's
harder.
Not what they're doing.
Yeah, it's harder to do that. You can easily.
That's also more invasive.
Right.
And requires warrants. Getting blood requires a warrant.
I see.
Shoving a Q-tip in somebody's mouth requires them to say, ah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and they don't have to go through special phlebotomy training or bring in a professional or whatever. They can just.
Have to go to a judge and wind up getting probable cause.
And now they've got the Supreme Court's backing to just wholesale collect this from anybody charged with a felony. And keep in mind, the state will charge you with a felony.
Not just charged, arrested for or charged. So thousands of these people were never actually charged.
Wow.
They were just arrested because they fit the description.
That's just horrifying.
You were in the wrong place at the wrong time. We don't even know what person we're looking for, but it might be you. Oh, wait, we caught somebody else. Never mind.
I feel so sorry for anybody in California who actually cares about freedom. I really do. I mean, it is not a good place to be.
Yeah.
It is a big... I mean, I understand it's pretty.
Or who continues to defend California because it's a great place to live.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. It's warm.
The weather,
very comfortable.
A lot of the weather is very nice in the lower portions of the state. I mean, very beautiful, very round the year, very nice temperatures in certain cities. But boy, oh boy, man, you are just loading up with the statism, loading up with the government policies and invasive here policies of collecting DNA from anybody even arrested for a felony charge. I mean, that is, and of course, there's more and more felonies over time, and the government loves to hit you with felonies because they want to intimidate you into taking a plea deal onto a misdemeanor, and every single person who does that is going to end up with their DNA in a database. I think that is pretty scary. It's pretty creepy. And, now the Supreme Court's backed it up, so the only way that's going to change is if a different Supreme Court reverses that decision or if the legislature somehow outlaws it, right?
Or if, and there's the possibility that this could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court because that's how state Supreme Court cases work.
Yeah, it could be.
Don't necessarily know, and there is more to this article, but...
We can get into Greg here.
We'll get into the calls first.
He's actually calling from Brooklyn. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, all. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Working on our cryptocurrency. did you say on the air call for a cryptocurrency? It talks about voluntarism?
Yes. I'm wondering what other cryptocurrencies in their founding papers, the white papers, actually explicitly refer to voluntarism.
Why, one of them, I guess, is our crypto. It's Intercoin. Intercoin.org on the
Spell
white
that.
Paper.
Spell that.
Intercoin. I-N-T-E-R.
Okay.
INTERCOIN.
Yep. Okay, cool.
.org.
What does it say about volunteerism?
Well, you know, I've been calling this show probably for years, and you guys actually, talking to you and Libertarian Bankers helped me to shape what Intercoin is today. We've actually been able to achieve universal basic income.
I don't see the word voluntary anywhere in the white paper.
Well, voluntarism isn't necessarily the word voluntary.
Right. Well, the letters V-O-L-U-N have zero results. So
okay.
Either voluntary or voluntarism, neither one is in here.
What are you talking about, Greg?
I'm saying there's a way to achieve universal basic income with total voluntarism and freedom without government coercion. And
okay.
That's what we've been able to do, but thankfully with the help of sort of debating. I'm more of a left libertarian, so I'd like to see people have freedom. But I believe that a currency like this should satisfy right libertarians as well. Basically, the way you can do it is the same way that people accepted Visa payment, for example. Visa payment network is not fiat currency, and yet most stores accept it today in the United States. By doing that, if you know that this will be inflated gradually and money given to, let's say, homeless people or everyone equally, and you still accept it, it's completely voluntary.
It's voluntary. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So is it a staked currency, as they talk about it, where people, for listeners unfamiliar with cryptocurrency, there's different ways that the currency kind of comes into existence. With Bitcoin, it's what they call proof of work, where it's computers that are cranking away at doing, you know, specific tasks, cryptographic problems and solving them and all that. And that, you know, there's a lot of work being done, a lot of electricity being run, and that's kind of what powers the proof of work. And then there's proof of stake, where people get paid based on just having some of the currency. And I'm oversimplifying that, but is that
right.
What this Intercoin is going to be?
Neither one.
Really?
We are very much not fans of proof of work. Just because
they're having an ICO in August.
Okay. Go ahead with your answer, though, Greg.
Probably.
You're not fans of proof of work or stake?
Not fans of proof of work or stake. Proof of work wastes too much electricity. It's an arms race.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, it sounds pretty cool, but then, you know, as more computers join the network, what happens is basically that everyone, look at how much Bitcoin uses, I think, well, more than most countries in the world at this point.
All right, I want you to hang on if you can. I want you to tell me a little bit more about this. You know, why is it not proof of stake? How does this work? Is it just everybody that has a wallet just gets, you know, cryptocurrency poured into it? So hang on. We'll see what Greg has to say about that. And do you guys want to sign up for this? It's Free Talk Live. Is this sounding attractive? Maybe not yet. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in, if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can go and interact with other listeners and also get into our Discord on-air call-in line room, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going back to Greg in Brooklyn. He's calling about a cryptocurrency that he's been working on. And he's always kind of been, you know, sort of a lefty caller. He claims to be a libertarian and has claimed that over the years. And he's talking about a cryptocurrency that would provide a universal basic income to anybody who wanted it, which would be a consensual thing, meaning that, you know, there's no government involved here. There's no forced wealth redistribution. So we're going to get into that a little bit further because I'm curious to know more about that. But I also do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want us to help, you know, help us get on more radio stations around the United States, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's a new station, actually three stations, a three-station cluster that we're going to announce coming up this weekend, so I'm excited about that. And you can help us with getting more stations on board and get cool perks for yourself, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chat rooms, and more perks for amplifiers only. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about those and get signed up with a credit card, with PayPal, and also Bitcoin Core if you prefer to do that. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Greg in Brooklyn. Greg, you're calling about Intercoin. You had claimed that it had voluntarism in the white paper, but Daryl checked your claim and found that wasn't true. So, you know, maybe you're, I don't know what you were trying to say there, but it didn't seem like it was very true. So you're telling us about this Intercoin, which is going to provide a basic income. How does it work? I mean, with as briefly as you can explain it, with as less least technical jargon as possible.
Sure. And I want to say right off the bat, I'll try my best to explain it on the air. But if anyone who's listening wants to get more details or information, they could just go to intercoin.org and go to the Telegram chat where we hang out. And we're happy to explain in more detail anybody that asks. Yeah, the word voluntarism is probably not – that specific word is not necessarily in the white paper. but we certainly are big fans of freedom. And big.
And the word appears twice.
The word freedom appears twice.
Yes.
But this is a voluntary order here. If people join on with this particular crypto, nobody's forcing them to do it. So where do the payments come from? How does somebody, you know, does this exist yet? Is it something that's coming out soon? And how will people get involved if they want to?
It's coming out soon. The actual ICO is going to happen later this year.
That's an initial coin offering. That's where you guys will raise cryptocurrency to fund your operations and create your new thing.
Right, correct. So we are now just raising from accredited investors because that is how the SEC operates, and that's how the United States operates, so we have to comply with the law.
Gotcha.
But part of the law is if you ever register with the SEC, which something that is several projects are trying to do, you'll be able to do an ICO completely legally on certain accredited exchanges. So,
all right, so let's say you guys, have an ICO that just blows you out of the water. You get millions of dollars worth of crypto invested into this idea. You release this thing. What's it going to look like? I mean, how does somebody sign up for their basic income?
So Intercoin is based on the idea that money is actually a community phenomenon. You know, I think all cryptos that are famous deal with the peer-to-peer aspect. You know, I want to pay you. You might be in France. I might be here. We look for a double spend around the world. Oh, there isn't one. Okay, you get my token.
Right.
The thing is, what's the value of money to you as a medium of exchange? These things are not being used to actually pay for coffee, to pay for things. They're being used right now as a speculative investment. So
most cryptocurrencies are being used as a speculative investment. I would say 99.9% of them probably are.
Right.
But here in Keene, New Hampshire, and in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they are real. They Bitcoin and Dash, primarily Dash. Dash is being used, and it is as it's intended to be used, which is as a digital form of cash. Multiple merchants in downtown Keene, for instance, are accepting Dash at the point of sale. But generally, your statement is true. When it comes to cryptocurrency, almost all of them are completely speculative. They don't have any real-world use whatsoever. Bitcoin's an exception to that. Dash is an exception to that. And there are a handful of others that might have minor exceptions around the world.
Right. And notice you mentioned the local community where people are accepting this. The thing is, there have been local communities accepting local currencies for years. The Berkshires have their local
currency. True. The Ithaca Hour is probably the most noteworthy, popular over time. It was one of the first local community currencies. But the problem with those is they're always based on the U.S. dollar.
Right. And so Intercoin moves away from that. Intercoin takes the idea that the value of money as a medium of exchange is actually that someone else will take it for what you need. So if, for example, I have Japanese yen and I'm in New York, they're not very valuable here because no one will take them for food or for things I actually need. So our first thing is to focus on money as a community phenomenon and focus on the network effect within a community, just like Facebook has, just like social networks have. So that's number one. And it turns out that if the community all accepts the currency, if it saturates it just like a social network, and you could see that with WeChat in China. WeChat was a social network. It added a payment layer, and boom, now it replaced cash throughout China. So, that's a big way to go to market. So if that happens and everyone in the in a local community starts issuing their own community currency, then they can democratically decide whether they want to inflate it or what monetary policy they want. They don't have to rely.
So hold on, slow down for a moment here. Are you saying that with this Intercoin that there will be like tokens on the Intercoin that each local community will be able to just arbitrarily decide how to inflate? Or will Intercoin have some sort of governance where, how does that work exactly? Like if a local community is using Intercoin, how does that translate into a local community? Because Intercoin is obviously global.
Right, great question. That's the heart of the matter. So Intercoin has one central currency called Intercoin, and that's the digital gold of the economy. The communities then issue their own currencies, which you can think of as side chain. The technical term is a side chain. And they can.
So this would be different than, say, a token on the Ethereum platform, so it wouldn't be a token on the Intercoin platform?
It would be similar to tokens on the Ethereum platform in some way, except Ethereum needs global consensus about everything. With Intercoin, you have a local community with local servers, local network, and you don't need... So if I pay someone in New York for a cup of coffee, it doesn't need to go on the same ledger as someone paying in Paris for a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So it can handle much more transactions. It's built like the internet. The internet is a network of local networks, and that's why it's called Intercoin, because it's built exactly like the internet was originally built.
Huh. All right. So who decides on this local community as to, like, how is the governance set up? I mean, is it a board? Is it every single participant? Who decides to inflate that particular currency?
Well, so we expect in the future people will fork it and clone it, probably have other governance. But it's the same as, like, how do you govern a local area network? So our default would be completely democratic governance. One member, one vote, except no voting. We don't think voting is the best thing. We prefer polling. So each person is polled, and there's something called Arrows and Possibility Theorem, which basically says you can only have two choices. If you have more than two, there's never a perfect voting system. So the two choices are, do you want your basic income to go up by 1% of the local cost of living or down by 1%? And that's it. And whatever the
poll. What about no change? Why is it up or down? Why is the choice not up or zero?
There's a lot of questions here, Greg, and I'm sure we're going to need to talk to you about this more in the future. I think it sounds like an interesting thing. Of course, a lot of these cryptos are very interesting. Whether they take off or not is a whole other question. But what's to stop me from signing up for the Detroit Intercoin, the Miami Intercoin, all the different Intercoins out there, and getting myself a nice little basic income from 50 different cities, and then exchanging all that for Bitcoin on some exchange?
Well, by the way, if many communities would accept you, like a poet's guild, if you're a fledgling poet or whatever, there could be communities you could be getting $2 a month from those guys. From your local city, you could be getting, a lot more. That's volunteerism, and it takes care of food insecurity. Now, it's up to each community whether to accept you as a member. And that's kind of the hardest part of everything.
So members would have to vet other members? This sounds really this sounds really hard to handle.
Which platform are you running your ICO on?
We're building our own technology and our own platform.
Very interesting. I do want to hear more about it as it develops, Greg, and thank you for the call. Sure. And if you could get into our Discord chat, I think that'd be interesting to have you in the cryptocurrency channel there at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, then when you call in the future, you'll sound really awesome. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. Courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit, best rifle you'll ever own, $499.95, Guns80.com. Go now, Guns80.com. Get it today.